Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bonus episode, Listener Communications, Volume 3 of the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast, not live edition.
Welcome to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast, where we explore the unexplained and mysterious phenomena that have occurred throughout the state of Michigan and beyond.
From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, we delve deep into the stories, the evidence, and the theories behind these strange events.
We are your hosts. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Wayne.
We are an educator duo that, after an encounter with a triangular UFO in 2018 in Michigan, we decided to investigate UFOs and the paranormal. In this podcast, we will be speaking with eyewitnesses, experts, and researchers to uncover the truth about some of the most intriguing cases of paranormal activity in and around Michigan.
Our goal is not to convince anyone of the existence of these phenomena, but rather to provide a platform for discussion and exploration. So, buckle up and join us on this journey down the paranormal rabbit hole.
On an escalator.
All right. Greetings, everyone. And we are back with another incredible UFO story, this time from up north around the Traverse City, Michigan area, which happened sometime around 2021. But before we dive in, please make sure you smash that subscribe button, give us a like, and share out this channel to anyone who you think would enjoy our content. As always, if you would like to help support the show and the podcast, the links are below in the show description. Also, if you want to share your UFO or paranormal encounter with us, please email us at mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. Now, let's jump right into this. This is from listener Starry Messenger, who says, "Hello, I love the show. I am sending in my UFO story for you. It's from Traverse City, 2021. It states, "It came in the night like a dark horse, silence in the cold distance. I will never forget that moment when I first saw it. Now, its memories are etched into my mind for an eternity, forever changing me. I will never be the same again. A friend and I met up after work and decided to go blow off some steam and listen to some music. The time was about midnight. There was a field a few miles down the road we thought would be a good spot. We sat and talked for approximately 20 minutes. We were definitely not prepared for what happened next. We watched as it appeared over the trees in the distance. Something we had seen before, just not this close. It came in quietly from the southwest and turned north, just like it had twice in the past. We knew its path, and this time we were there waiting. At first, we sat in the car parked safely under a small tree in the field. Then we decided to get out and walk to the center of a large dirt circle nearby. There was a yellow flashing traffic cone in the middle that we approached and stood next to. Thinking back, now that it is probably the dumbest thing we could have done, but at that time, it just felt natural." Yeah, doing dumb things when you're trying to blow off steam is a natural thing to do. "Immediately as it approached, an ominous feeling took over my senses. I was frozen in time, it seemed, and I couldn't do anything but simply stare at it. I was in awe. When I first saw it, I couldn't tell what it was. It was either an aircraft of some sort, or a possible UFO. Either way, I wanted to know the truth. Maybe I consumed too many episodes of X-Files or Coast to Coast AM. I was young and dumb, still so naive. Looking for the easy answers to a rather complicated question. We had no plan on what to do if we actually encountered a space vehicle, let alone its occupants. I just wanted to see it with my own eyes, to believe it, maybe even to be a part of it. But what happened next has only led me to more questions. Although it felt like forever, my experience lasted less than 3 minutes. At the moment, I thought I knew what happened to me, but looking back, I feel like it has all been a lie. Am I lucky enough to have actually been this close to the phenomenon? Or have I, like so many others, been an unsuspecting victim of a cover-up or a covert experiment of the government? We watched as the object appeared to move directly over our heads. I could see it. It was so close, almost like I could reach out and touch this thing. I mean, I could literally have thrown a rock and hit it as it hovered over our heads. It was big. I estimate approximately 300 feet across. The object easily covered the entire field and some of the trees on both sides. The mysterious ship came to a complete stop right above us and sat motionless for a moment, as if to announce its presence and let us know that it knew we were watching and it didn't care. At first, I was very scared. Panic instantly flooded my senses. Then all of a sudden, a sense of calm washed over my body, and I was no longer worried as to what may happen next. Either way, I figured it was too late. My time had come, and for those brief seconds, I let go. I was free. It was magnificent. I was ready to go if the world needed me. To blast off to that galaxy far, far away. I wanted to know the truth so bad and was willing to sacrifice my entire life to find out. I turned and looked into my friend's eyes, and we said nothing, for we knew what exactly we were witnessing. This was it, the moment we had been waiting for, searching for. Perhaps the truth was out there after all, and it seemed so simple. We would finally get to know the big secret and be a part of the group. I had no idea what to do. I was mentally prepared for something crazy to happen. A door to open up with aliens waving or a tractor beam to shoot out and carry me up to the sky. I observed the vehicle closely, looking for any such movement whatsoever. Nothing. Clearly, I could see square and rectangular panels covering the bottom surface of what appeared to even be bolts around the panels, securing them in place. The craft seemed very mechanical, possibly even man-made. There was two giant dark rings inside each other in the center of the craft. Each of the three corners also had dark circles with what looked like floodlights inside. Most noticeably was its distinctive shape. It was hard to mistake, definitely a massive black triangle. You could barely see the hand in front of your face. It was so dark that night. Visibility was zero to minimal at best. I attempted to get a better view of the top or the sides of the vehicle, but only saw what vaguely appeared as a pyramid shape. Absolutely no light could be seen emitting from the object. The craft left just as it had came. It was so quiet and graceful as it took off and continued north on its original course. It was completely silent as it moved through the trees. Except for the faint sound of the wind breaking across the craft, there was nothing. As if a majestic, mechanicalized black swan, it floated flawlessly over the midnight's black canopy. We tried to observe its movements, but quickly lost visuals as it disappeared into the tree cover of the northern Michigan abyss. And just like that, it was gone. We had no idea what to make of all of this. And just for people listening or watching who don't understand how dark it gets in the northern Michigan area, it gets so dark that you're happy to have stars if you can get any kind of light at all up there. It's pretty, pretty dark. So we looked at each other and immediately decided it was time to go. We rushed back to the car, jumped in, and locked the doors. My friend started the car and frantically headed down the two tracks towards the access point on the main road. We were both scared and wasn't trying to follow the object anymore. We just wanted to go home, or at the very least, get out of there. We drove through the woods with no lights on, as if not to attract any more attention. As soon as we got to the road, we sped off to the safety of my friend's house nearby. We could still see the craft moving northeast over the trees as we drove. We turned at an intersection heading west and observed it as it continued to travel north slowly until it faded into the darkness. We made another turn and tried to forget all what had just happened to us. We arrived at my friend's house and just passed out. We didn't say a word about what had happened. And maybe for the better, for neither of us knew what to say anyway. I have witnessed a few UFOs in my younger days. Growing up in the Michigan backcountry, my friends and I are accustomed to being in the woods at night and seeing many strange or unexplainable things. However, I had never seen a triangle craft before, and despite thinking I was rather schooled in the subject of UFOs, I had never, ever heard of one at this point. It blew my mind and my perceptions of what I could call reality. Time since has changed my prior views and led me to question what did occur that fateful night in the woods. Was this the aliens I read so much about as I believed initially, or was this some sort of a top secret U.S. government aircraft? Was I supposed to see it? Am I wrong for saying I did? Am I wrong for saying I didn't? My friends and I have shared several strange experiences in the past, but nothing ever quite like this. Although it has since been 20 plus years since that summer of 2001, I can still remember the incident like it was yesterday. I think about it often, and this topic has become my own secret obsession, changing me mentally. And I feel like I can never go back to that innocent truth I had believed as a child. I often ask myself, maybe they did take me, whoever they were. How would I even know? Still, to this day, neither of us have talked about that night again. I wonder what to think of all of this, what to tell people, what to tell my kids, and what not to. Am I alone? Was I just crazy? That would make more sense. How can I be crazy when my best friend experienced the same thing I did? Or were we both just simply crazy? Years later, I heard an account of a UFO sighting on a radio show and was stunned. I was shocked to hear their own account of the craft they witnessed. It was virtually identical to my own experience. This was just the first of many and now countless encounters I have heard that resemble what happened to me and my friend. All of a sudden, it all came rushing back, the memories along with the stuff I had forgotten. It was then that I realized I was not alone anymore. There was others out there that were just like me. I felt so happy knowing this, and I wasn't as scared anymore. The shame of hiding my experience or lying about it was a bit less painful. I only told a handful of people initially, but it wasn't until I heard others come forward that I began to accept and maybe even personally believe what happened to me actually did. While still to this day, I have no idea what I saw and sometimes wonder why me. I wanted it to be alien so bad. At the time, that is what I was believing that I had seen. However, upon hearing other eyewitness testimonies, I have to honestly say I find it more likely to be a secret military program rather than an alien spaceship. I don't feel like I'm that lucky. Well, that's just it. Nobody knows what to think, right? If it was us, then we are leaps and bounds ahead of public knowledge. While it is generally accepted as a known fact that our government has advanced black projects that would blow your mind, the sheer magnitude of this technology is overwhelming and beyond comprehension when you actually see it work in person. Absolutely. Almost like a burden or a curse to carry, it never leaves you. My dirty little secret I have to hide from everyone I love. I felt so violated. I didn't have a choice of this outcome. However, I was clearly a willing participant. What does it all mean? Our mammal brains possibly filter out that information to protect us. The bad stuff, the memories, visions, dreams, contacts, experiences, etc. are hidden as part of our subconscious. How would you sleep at night knowing that they are out there right now? At any moment, they can come for you and your family, and you realize there is nothing you can do to protect them. It is very scary, almost like going to war, an accident, or seeing a ghost. The trauma caused as if a form of PTSD has personally affected me in many ways over the years I have come to recognize, and I am sure some I don't. Now I'm going to have a lot to say at the end of this one. I clearly don't have any of the answers, and my experience has only led me to more questions. I am thankful for my experience and to have been part of it. Perhaps I was lucky, and I have often thought only because it was a military craft I survived to tell the story. Maybe if it was aliens that night, this story could have ended far differently than it did. Either way, I am just grateful I'm alive. While I didn't get the answers I sought out to achieve initially, maybe it's best that I didn't. I am married now with a family, and I admit I still sit outside sometimes on the back porch and just look up and wonder. My wife comes out and catches me blankly staring into the vast ocean of the stars. It's almost as if I'm waiting for something to happen again. However, it never does. I think about that night over and over, replaying it in my mind. I remain skeptical, even questioning my own sanity rather than believe the new reality set before me. One thing I believe is there are far more important and powerful people than me that certainly do know the real truth. Perhaps that's what scares me the most. Who are these mysterious people? Who is the enemy? Is it the aliens or is it humans ourselves? I have heard so many encounters incorporating a message of peace and sense of saving humanity. Is that true? I, like so many others, attempt to seek the truth and would love to know what really happened to us. I have since come to terms I will never know for certain. For decades, experiencers like me have been made fun of and ridiculed, outcast and shunned by society as they labeled us crazy or psychologically disturbed. However, as years go by, there are more and more like us. Nowadays, it seems almost the accepted norm. Everybody has their own tale to tell, and I bet you do too. Yes, we do. Episode 0, go check it out. Recent developments and steps towards possible government disclosure publicly confirms what many of us already know all far too well. This opens many doors to the future, and I only hope the truth is still out there. For me, for my kids, for all of us. Something is going on, and while I don't believe what happened to me was necessarily aliens, I believe they are still out there somewhere. It is quite clear at this point, the government has been hiding something. The only question, and perhaps the scary part, is that they haven't told us why. These are all just pieces of a far bigger puzzle, and I wish I knew how I fit into any of this. All I can do is tell my own personal story, and just like countless people that came before me, attempt to convince others to come forward as well. Times are changing. Good luck. May God save us all. And if not, I hope the aliens do. Well said. Whew. All right. So that was from Starry Messenger and his encounter in 2001 up near the Traverse City area. And to Starry Messenger, nope, you are definitely not alone. If you go and listen to our episode 0, you will hear the account of myself and my wife that we had one evening. And it was exactly pretty much what you had encountered in 2001. But you can go and listen to that and get some more details from that. But you are definitely not alone. We've had plenty of people on here who have had experiences with these triangles. And the one thing that it seems to do is kick on your inquisitive mindset to figure out what the hell these things are and who's flying them, how do they work, all of that. I know for me, that's exactly what it's done, to the point where I wanted to start this podcast and pull Michelle into it. And now 3 years in, we have our live show and we talk to people here about these things. So you are definitely not alone. Michigan is a hot spot for these things. And one of the things that your story does is not only help bring people forward, and hopefully they will come and tell us their stories as well, but it really shows how these kind of things happen and they do not get reported. And so, you know, a lot of people are like, well, if it's not in the national UFO database, or if it's not part of MUFON or whatever, it didn't happen. We know this not to be true. Okay. There are a lot more sightings and experiences happening. And the only way we can know for sure is if you don't want to report those, send in the emails to us and we will put your story out there and save it for as long as YouTube is around, which will probably be for a very long time. So, all right, everybody, I'm going to wrap it up. That was quite the story. Once again, from Starry Messenger. So thank you very much for sending that in. Some very deep things to talk about, to think about. And we will be having another live show coming up probably within the next 5 days or so. More information coming on that. But everybody, please remember, hit that share, hit that like, leave a comment, support the podcast. All the links are below. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us today. And we will see you on the other side. And remember, keep your eyes to that sky.
You have been listening to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters podcast. You can reach us at mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at mi_UFO and join our Facebook group by searching for Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters. So until next time.